The first thing to know about university impact studies is that most are written by universities themselves. And even the authors of one admit most aren't very credible.
A lot of these studies, quite frankly, are not held in very high regard among a lot of people who know.
That's Tim Slaper, author of IU's study, who's quickly cut off by his boss, Indiana Business Research Center Director Jerry Conover.
Other studies of this kind?
Other studies of this kind, of people who know. These things tend to be over-magnified, shall we say.
The IBRC oversaw the study, which calculates the total economic footprint of IU on the state of Indiana at $4.6 billion each year. But how'd they arrive at that number? Conover and Slaper admit there's no one way to compute IU's impact on Indiana, since there are no rules for how to show the different ways IU fits into Indiana's economy. Slaper and his team developed their own methodology and hoped scholars wouldn't berate the study like they do other similar reports.
If other academics laugh at these, and some do, quite frankly, that doesn't speak very well of the methodology.
Slaper says he took a conservative approach to his research, adding the report's crown jewel, the $4.6 billion figure, wasn't as high as it could have been, or as high as some administrators would have liked.
If anything, I thought, well, these numbers are probably too low for those that are want to take this and advocate for the university. You know, how come it's 4.6 instead of 6.4? You know, couldn't you juice them up a little bit? The methodology is kind of shaky anyway, in terms of this, that, and the next thing.
Conover says the study's release was delayed as it worked its way through IU's administrative layers. By the time the numbers were finally released, lawmakers had finished their regular session without passing a state budget, stopping IU from setting tuition rates because the university did not know what its appropriation would be. Governor Mitch Daniels' latest budget proposal called for a 4% reduction in higher education spending. To IU, that's around $20 million. But it's just one of many numbers being debated during the current special session of the legislature, essentially a second chance for IU to make its case for more money, now with research ostensibly at the ready. So why release the study now? Again, Slaper and Conover.
Do we tip our hand on this one?
The report hopefully will be read and considered by legislators, as well as others in key decision-making roles in state government. But it does provide a case that says, the university's contributions to the state are manifold and substantial.
Slaper says those crafting the budget need numbers, including an all-encompassing figure which puts a face on all the university does. That way, he says, legislators can better understand the university's narrative.
I think those that are, have the pen and might apply some whiteout to some of the line items in the budget might be well served to consider all the benefits that accrue to the state as a result of investing in education.
And it's a reasonable question for the state, the taxpayers, the legislators, others to ask, what do we get back for all that investment? Hopefully the university won't feel as much of a budget axe as it might have without this information.
And it might be working. A one-year budget passed Thursday by House Democrats offers about a 2% increase for higher education spending. But the budget now goes to the Republican-controlled Senate, which could again transform the House spending plan into a two-year model and recalculate how much money IU receives. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.